ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be asking a question, which is highly significant, and that is, what are the factors that elicit honor? What are the causes of honor? What leads to honor of a person? In order to answer this question, we can take inspiration from some of the beautiful hadiths which have been narrated in the, you know, the compendiums of hadiths regarding this topic. In one beautiful hadith narrated in the Bihar al-Anwar, the following has been reported. God Most High revealed to Prophet David, saying, O David, verily, I have placed honor in my obedience, whilst they seek it in servitude to the ruler, but they do not find it therein. Right? So in this hadith, the cause of honor has been reported as being obedience to God and disavowal of the tyrannical rulers and oppressive rulers. In another beautiful hadith, it's been narrated that the sage and wise man Luqman said the following to his son whilst exhorting him. If you want to attract honor in this world, then cut off your greed of drawing advantage from what other people have in their possession. For verily, the prophets and the veracious ones achieved what they did by cutting off their greed. So, in this hadith, the cause of honor has been mentioned as, not being greedy, not looking at what other people have, and so on. Imam Ali alayhi salam said the following, there is no honor higher than piety. And in a similar hadith, this hadith is a part of one of the prayers or munajat of Imam Ali. He said, my God, it is an honor for me that I am your servant. It is enough of an honor for me that I am your servant. And it is a source of pride for me that you are my Lord. Servitude to God has been mentioned as being the source of honor for a servant. Imam Ali alayhi salam also said, know that verily the one who treats people fairly in spite of himself is only increased by God in honor. So treating people fairly and justly, this has been mentioned as being the cause of honor. Once Imam Ali alayhi salam said, be content and you will attain honor. Contentment, which we call qana'ah in Arabic and in Persian, this has been mentioned as being the source for an honorable life. Once Imam Al-Askari alayhi salam said, no sooner does an honorable man abandon the truth that he is abased. And no sooner does a disgraced man adopt it than he becomes honored. Right? So the adoption of truth, the adherence to truth, you know, being subservient to the truth and defending the truth, this has been mentioned as causes of acquiring honor and respect. Finally, Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam said, giving up all hope of benefit from what people possess is an honor for a believer in his religion. Just as a final note, we would like to add that in these traditions, the word izzat, we've been translating it as honor. And by this we mean respect. We do not mean pride. In other words, we want to say that these things are not a cause for a person to be proud and happy. Rather, we want to say that it leads to the, you know, people respecting and honoring the person. Although in some cases in these hadiths, as we saw, the word pride has been used. So these meanings are a little ambivalent, and it's necessary for our audience to take note of this fact. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at what causes and factors elicit honor in light of the ahadith of the infallibles, alayhim assalam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.